is at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
This is George Flynn of SelfDefenseGuns.com. Our concealed carry classes meet the training requirements to obtain a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit, as well as non-resident Utah and Florida. We feel very strongly that ladies should exercise their right to carry and protect themselves and their loved ones. That's why our Annie Oakley special allows any student to bring a lady to our classes for free. Visit SelfDefenseGuns.com or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I'm going to be just a little different. It's an interview with James Talbot Stevens, who we've had on a number of times in the past. He wrote a book many years ago called Making the Best of Basics, and we still have the book. We think it's important. It's come out for the new edition, which is we will be carrying as well. But, Sydney, what would you do if suddenly we didn't have all the modern conveniences? We couldn't go down to the store and buy all the prepackaged foods. And what would you do if suddenly the world that we know didn't exist, the highly industrial world with all of the wonderful conveniences we have? How would you survive? Well, my wife has a copy of the original copy of the Making the Best of Basics. Some 750,000 copies of this book were distributed initially, and it really gives you the information that you need to know just to survive as far as food is preparation, other things are concerned. So if you'd like more information, why, give us a call. Oh, well, we'll let you hear what Mr. Stevens has to say. He has written a new edition of the book, but certainly we have a few copies of the old edition, and then as soon as we get rid of the older copies, why, we'll start marketing the new edition of James Thomas Stevens' Making the Best of Basics, which is a classic. Good morning, James.
Hi. Stan, how are you this morning? Can you
hear me? I'm doing just fine. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what motivated you to write the book initially, what the book covers, and why everybody should have a copy of Making the Best of Basics.
Well, thank you for letting me be on your show today. I appreciate it. I just want to make sure you can hear me okay.
You're a little soft.
Yeah, and so are you. So I don't know whether it's the line or the modulation. You're coming in. I can hear you, but it is soft, as you say.
All right. Well, we'll hope that they're at the studio that they
pick up
on this and increase the volume. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you're having difficulty hearing, why don't you call the studio at 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Tell them you're having difficulty hearing, and hopefully they can raise the volume for both of us. You go right ahead, James.
Okay. Well, I can answer if I'm coming through okay. I'll speak up. I walked outside. It's a beautiful day in South Texas. I live in San Antonio, and so we don't have eternal spring. We have virtually eternal summer. But the reason why I wrote the book is because it's a lifestyle, and when I was a graduate student, I found that I needed to be prepared better than I was. I had very little income and four kids under four. When the twins came, we were over-endowed with children. And all of a sudden, there wasn't enough money to go around. I was in graduate school on my Army stipend, a military stipend, and with a little part-time job teaching, and it was tough. And I'd grown up on a farm. I knew how to live out of a pantry. So as a result, I actually called my mom and said, Mother, would you ask Dad to go out in the yard and dig up one of those tin cans he said he always had buried underneath the grass as our incentive to mow? She said, well, I'll see what I can do, son. So she sent me a box, came by express mail a couple of days later, and I shook the box, and I thought, she really did get Dad to dig up some of that money that he said he had buried. And I opened it up, and it was just an accumulation of recipes and writings and stuff from my grandmother and from my mother. And she put a note on top. She said, or I called her, and I said, Mom, I was expecting a check, and all you sent me was some worthless paper. She said, in the essence of what has always been said, if I give you money, you'll be able to eat for a few meals, but if I teach you again how to do it, how to take care of yourself, you'll be able to eat for a lifetime and feed your family. And so basically I looked at that and I said, oh my goodness, I've got lemons. And being free, by then I'd just gotten out of graduate school with no job. I said, I might as well apply myself. Had my MBA. I said, I might as well make a business out of this. And I did. And in those days, this is 1974, Stan, way back when. And, I took Scotch tape. This was before they had computers, at least portable computers or personal computers. And I just took some tape and started gluing, sticking the recipes together. And then I started cutting with scissors and accumulating them into little to subjects. And next thing you know, I had a book. And I had I typed it on an old Selectric typewriter with those little bobbins that you could change. And that's how the first book came out. And it sold 1,100 copies in about 4 hours. I went to a gun show, and they were just sucked up. And I had back orders, so I printed another 5,000, this time with a professional printer, and they sold in about 8 days. And I said, I think I've got something here. As a bright young business student, I've had a business. And it went on to sell about a quarter. Oh, the neat thing that happened, that was in 1974. Remember the gas crisis when gas went from 29, 39 cents a gallon to $2 in California? Well,
that's because they told us that we were running out of dinosaurs. There are no more dinosaurs. That's why we had a shortage of oil. And so, we had to.
That was the impetus for the
oil was never going to go down again.
Yeah. So as a result of that happening, I was able to sell a lot of books. And we sold about a quarter million in the first year, which was outstanding given I had no publisher. I did it all myself. It about broke me keeping books published. People asked me as an author, is being an author good cash flow? I said, absolutely, best cash flow on earth. It just flows outward all the time. It never seems to come back. But we finally learned how to manage a business and make money at it. And our first book sold for $2 and went up to $2.95 and $4.95, and today we have a 500-page book that people can get through you for just $34.95. It's the best bargain out there for a life-saving experience. So the book is written for those who like to eat, and it helps you actually prepare a pantry so that you can be able to eat regardless of the conditions around you. So the whole book is about normalcy, how to create a normal life for yourself, so that you can, when everything else is going to heck in a handbasket, you can continue to be what you plan to be.
Hold on there, James. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28 and a half in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, James Thomas Stevens, we're talking about his book, Making the Best of Basics. And of course, it's got all sorts of things. I mean, certainly the staff of life is wheat, but if you got a big a can of wheat, what do you do with it? What do you do with wheat? Kernels.
You know, wheat is so versatile. You can do virtually anything you want with it. Actually, there's six chapters in the book to help people take it from the whole grain, and it has a number of uses, really great uses, other than just breakfast. You can take it from the whole grain and just soak it in water and eat it as a whole grain food, very chewy, very good. You can take it and then let it dry from there, and you can pop it a bit, put it in a skillet, and just without any oil, and just scour it around as it heats up and gives you a nice toasted flavor. Or you can grind it up and make it a little finer, and you can grind it up again and make it a little finer, and you can grind it until it's flour, really good flour, and you make pastry out of it. I mean, it has such a wide range, and wheat is the staff of life. Unfortunately, there are a few people who are allergic to it, but you can take gluten and make the substitute for meat just like you can with soy. The wheat is just fantastic. It's fairly inexpensive when you buy it whole grain, and it stores properly. It's good for thousands of years, and that's the beauty of it. And I think people miss all the nutrition when they buy it in a bag of white flour. It was dead when it was ground. Adding the vitamins and minerals back in, it doesn't really do a lot because it soon deteriorates on the shelf. So having your own grain, your own wheat grain, is fantastic way, inexpensive way of having food. But you can't just buy it and wait till you need it to use it. You have the break-in period, or you'll have some gut problems you don't want to talk about. And it's something the book goes into very, very seriously to explain. Basics is basic. It isn't the answer to everything. No book is perfect. Mine's not. I wish I could say it is. But it takes virtually just like studying the Constitution. No one book does it all. You need several points of view and maybe several authors who will discuss it and several roundtable discussions to get the full effect of it. And just like one style of food doesn't normally suit everyone, the more you know about food, the better you eat. And basics is built around the idea that people should be able to take care of themselves. And if you can create a life for you now. I think Dave Ramsey probably says it best when he says, golly, it's Monday morning, I'm having a fog. what is it he says? I'm sorry. Live now. Live like no one. Live now like no one else. So then, when things get tough, you can live like no one else. And that's really what basics is about. Said differently, but be prepared. Create now a new normalcy, one that you can live with, so that when things around you just fall apart, you can continue to be as normal as possible. Now, we cannot control all the conditions, the natural conditions. We can't control nuclear explosions and how they would affect us. But generally speaking, for 99% of all the things that could happen, we can be prepared and we can get through it and continue to have some normalcy in our life. But you mentioned something at the top of the radio show that I wanted to congratulate you on. One is that, you know, we think that only the survivalists think in terms of the end of the world as we know it, the old Teotihuacan. Actually, you know, if one were to lose his spouse, her spouse, lose your car in an accident, your house burned down, someone in your family dear to you dies, it changes your world as you knew it right then and there. From that point on, you're a different person. And if you lose your job, that's the end of your world as you know it. And then when you get a new job, that's the end of your world as you know it. It happens all day long every time something significant happens to us. And Basics was written to help stabilize or normalize your life. It's a pretty simple process. Some people make too much of it. It was just really a lifestyle book, and that's what Basics is about, establishing a lifestyle that's fairly basic. I tell people, if you have a brand new SUV with a leather upholstery and you can't make the pay, you know, it'll bankrupt you if you lose your job, you made a bad decision. And just urge people to think more carefully about eating, because that's more basic than driving. And that's the premise on which the book is written. It's pretty simple.
Well, it's got a lot of good old-fashioned recipes in it, doesn't it?
Yes, and because those are basic. You can literally... I was criticized pretty badly by the survivalist. He said, well, those recipes are for a normal oven. In tough times, you wouldn't have a normal... I mean, you know, in cataclysmic times, you wouldn't have an oven. But if you're properly prepared, Stan, you can create... on a camp stove. You can cook those recipes on a camp stove because you will have learned how to get back to the basics. And you probably will have bought yourself a wood stove that you can get by with, if not to warm your house, at least somewhere on your property or in your apartment, even where you can cook. You know, you can get a Coleman camp stove and cook every recipe that I have.
Okay, and so all sorts of recipes on all sorts of different foods and food substances.
Yeah, but mostly basic. All the foods are basic. I don't really get into grilling a steak. That's a little above basic for me. Most people can do that. But cooking.
Well, you know,
is basic
one of the big problems we have today is so many of the pre-prepared, pre-packaged foods are out there, and of course everybody buys them. You know, they taste pretty good. You get the pre-prepared entire frozen meals, but if you never look and see what's in those meals. And, of course, they'll have natural flavoring. Well, makes them taste good. What's natural flavoring? It's an MSG. MSG is a toxin, and, of course, it influences every cell in your body. It's a cytotoxin. It leads to destruction of nerve cells, just exactly as aspartame does. And aspartame's in everything, and they're allowing them to... actually to poison our food. And then there's food coloring, which is toxic, and food aromas, which are toxic, and taste enhancers, which are toxic, and preservatives, which are toxic. And then we wonder why so many people have problems, whereas foods were not intended to be prepackaged and sold in the store. We were supposed to use the regular food as God prepared it for us, and God made it for us, and trouble is we don't even know how to prepare that anymore. Everything is about convenience and taste and color, and of course you get into all sorts of problems. Well, I know there is.
You know, we eliminated Teflon and aluminum from our kitchen and a microwave. We don't have a microwave oven. We haven't had one for 10 years. even though we get them for Christmas presents from our kids, they're not things that we use. It's just that it's not, if you don't have electricity, not even a microwave will work. So as a result, we got rid of things that won't work over an open fire, or at least on a charcoal grill, or over a propane heating unit. And we built a shed in the backyard where we can eat from. We can literally be out there 365 days a year and live on that out of that cooking shed. And people say, "Well, you have one." Yes, we made a decision. You know, my van is a 1995 model. And our other car is a 1999 model. Cars aren't important to us. They get us from A to B, and that's all that's necessary. And we're doing comfort, air conditioning, and a radio. Actually, still have a, we don't have an 8-track tape, but we have the other cassette tape. We haven't got the CDs and DVDs yet in our car, and we certainly don't have a TV. Because those aren't important to us in terms of living. We'd rather eat, normally, all the time, than to have a big sumptuous meal once in a while. It just seems to work better for us. It was a decision we made as a lifestyle.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524 if you're out there in the listening audience. 877-254-7524. Our guest, James Talmadge Stevens, his book, Making the Best of Basics. And it's really a fundamental book on how you survive if times get bad. Of course, if you analyze what's going on in the world today, the United States, the greatest nation in the world, has got, 40 or 50,000 troops in Afghanistan, maybe it's 60,000. We're going to send another 30,000 troops. We have probably 40 or 50,000 contractors in Afghanistan. If you listened to 60 Minutes last night, you'll find out that we are fighting Al-Qaeda. Less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. And that's why we have all the troops there, because those 100 members of Al-Qaeda threaten America. That's why the president is sending all these troops. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not why we're sending troops. If you want to get rid of the 100 Al-Qaeda, you'd use the market reprisal, which means you hire professional mercenaries. A small group of them over there, 100 certain mercenaries could take care of 100 Al-Qaeda. It has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda. We are occupying that country so we can create a counterinsurgency, so we can have a diversion as they move to destroy this nation. The enemy is not hiding in a cave in Pakistan or Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden's been dead for a long time. He has chronic renal failure and dialysis, and you don't survive in a cave with that. The real enemy, this is a diversion so that they can transform America. That's what it's all about. Who do we have calling in?
This is Bob.
Hi, Bob. You have a question for our guest?
Yeah. How do you make yeast, or where does it come from?
James?
Last I heard was, where does it come from?
Where does yeast? I mean, how do you make yeast? Where does it come from?
That's a good question. I buy it already. I buy it and store it. You can get it dry, or you can get it in cakes. I don't know. I'm really not familiar with the process, how it's made.
Well,
you can create it for sourdough, but on the other hand, yeast for bread baking, the kind that we're used to, you buy and you store it, and it comes in, a number of people make it. I get mine in a little envelopes, little cubes that I put in the refrigerator and use them. Sourdough is different. I have a whole chapter on sourdough yeast and how you make it from scratch. And basically, what you do is let something go sour, like a potato. And you can make yeast from that. I just stay away from anything. I don't take any chances because at my age, I'm more susceptible. When I crossed the 70 line and got into geezerdom, I realized that my body couldn't handle the things it did when it was 16 and 17 and 25. So I buy yeast. I don't make it except for sourdough. and that's a rudimentary yeast that won't work in normal baking.
Well,
Bob, I don't have a good answer for that. I'm sorry. I buy mine.
Sourdough bread is wonderful bread. I know we used to make it during the summer, and when we lived off the land when my kids were growing up, we went to a cabin every summer and we made our sourdough and we used it for making sourdough bread, and it was delicious.
Well, okay, you buy the yeast in the envelopes. How long does that last? I mean, what's the shelf life on that?
Stan, I couldn't hear the question.
You must know what the shelf life is on the yeast.
The dry yeast has a longer shelf life than the refrigerated. All of it's 1, 2, 3 years. It's usually marked on the container. Different brands and different treatments have different storage times. The refrigerated has the shortest time. And then the canned, I think Rumford used to make it. I'm not sure they still do. Fleischmann's makes a canned yeast that you can keep for several years, up to about 5 years. After that, it just loses its potency, and it takes more. Now, I happen to like the taste of yeast. I double yeast anyway because I love the flavor of yeast. I'm a bread freak. I'm a wheat freak. Give me anything with wheat in it, I'll eat it.
And but if you want to know how to make the sourdough bread, he's got the chapter on that. You make your sourdough for making bread. If you have a question, hang on. Otherwise, we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Avery Enterprises, your choice for highly technical writing. Avery Enterprises reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the road. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by Avery Enterprises. Learn more. Visit AveryEnterprises.net. That's AveryEnterprises.net. When it's too technical for a tech writer to do, contact Avery Enterprises, your home for highly technical writing. They thank you for driving responsibly. Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Wildburst undertakes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the 3 C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wild Bird Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wild Bird Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season. Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
And back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have somebody on the line. Our guest, of course, is James Talmadge Stevens. His book, Making the Best of Basics. My wife has an original copy of this book. She loves it. She wouldn't part with it, even though she told me the other day we could sell it as a collector's item, but she no way would she give it up. Now, who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Hi, Janon. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to respond to that previous caller who asked where yeast came from. It's a byproduct of making distilled spirits. And the whiskey making companies sell yeast to Fleischmann's, and Fleischmann's processes it and sells it in the grocery stores. So I just thought I would tell that.
All right, fine. Anything else you wanted to say?
That's all. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, John. Listen, I'm a regular listener. She listens, I think, all to all 5 hours of radio we do every day, and occasionally we hear from her with a significant source of information. Is our original caller still on the line? Guess not. Well, again, our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question for our guest, just on how do you get along when the world as we know it doesn't exist, and are we moving into that period? I think there's going to be terrible and cataclysmic times coming, and I think you need to know how to survive if suddenly so many of the wonderful things we have now, the wonderful conveniences, just aren't there, of course. What they're planning on doing is running up the cost of your electricity. That's what the new meter's about, new electricity meters. That is what the whole idea of the cap and climate change and capping the cost of electricity. It's to drive up the cost so that capping the amount of hydrocarbons. It's to drive up the price of electricity, so you won't be able to afford it, so we can raise the living standards of the average American to that of the Mexican peasant. This is what it's all about. They read the Earth Charter. It's all right there. It's written by the Stephen Rockefeller, David Rockefeller's nephew, and of course they want, of course, to redistribute wealth between nations. That means taking your wealth and sending it to other nations. That's what the new Medicare bill is all right, backed by Senator Rockefeller. Senator Jay Rockefeller is backing this new health care delivery system. It's to destroy our health care delivery system so they can have euthanasia and get rid of the elderly citizens. You're going to have to learn how to look after yourself and get away from the hospital system, and get away from so many of the wonderful conveniences we have if you hope to survive in the brave new world that's coming. Well, Sidney James, you've sold now, what, over 750,000 copies of your book?
Yes, sir. It's been a great run. It's been
James, speak up as loudly as you can.
Okay. Yes, it's been a 35-year venture. We started in 1974, and the 11th edition just came out, and so now we're at 765,000 copies. My mission basically is to save lives, to help people be prepared for the things over which they have no control. And by so doing, they can extend their life and enjoy their life, because life is to be enjoyed. I think we were put here to have joy. And that is what the book is about, making it possible to have a normal, joyful life regardless of what's going on around you. So that's
well, I'm going to ask our producer of the program to turn up your volume, and
I'm just
hope
about
my volume is adequate.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you hear me at all, James?
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I hear the advertisements much better than I hear you. So there's an adjustment problem, I assume.
Yeah, well, maybe somebody out there in the listening audience could call the station, 877-254-7524, and let them know that how difficult it is for me to hear you and for you to hear me. So obviously there's something there at the station they could adjust, and Hopefully,
the advertisements
care of that.
Are really clear.
What's that?
The advertisements are really clear and loud.
Right. Well, I have the same impression. But also, if you have a question or comment for our guest, because he's got a phenomenal amount of information on sort of preparation, how you store food, how you store water, how you store the things that you would need in case of an emergency. So how do you store water?
Well, you know, water, the toughest thing about water is that its weight it's so weight intensive. It's 8 pounds per gallon, which makes it difficult to store because of that weight and its volume. And water is stored, if you have a viable city water or a good well source, you just put it into a clean container. You don't clean up water until you're ready to use it. Save your resources, and the best way on earth to clean up water, to make it pure to drink, is to boil it. But if it's good, clean water, you don't normally need to do that. And the book gives you instructions, very simple instructions, and they've been used all over the Internet. People have taken the information, and so you can look up water purification on Google it, and you'll find the table that I created 35 years ago virtually everywhere on the Internet. So a little Clorox without any scent, you don't get the scented, you get the unscented Clorox, and it is the best thing on earth for cleaning up water, or the simplest and least expensive. It's not the best, but it works fine. And just let it aerate a while so that the Clorox, the chlorine flavor goes away. But we drink it. If you have city water, you get chlorinated water virtually all the time.
Okay, and then certainly what about the other staple foods? What about corn? How can that be stored? And is corn a good thing to have on hand? And
yes. I store popcorn because I'm a southern boy from North Carolina, so grits is big on my breakfast menu. And you can take popcorn, you can pop it. In fact, in tough times, we've lived on popcorn and alfalfa sprouts, which you can sprout in a quart jar all day long, and those are very popular on the buffet table, so obviously alfalfa is very popular sprout, and you can literally live on popcorn and sprouts if you have to with just a little dressing, we did that during some really tough times. My kids have always they've never gone without a meal. They have complained they've gone a long time between some of them, but when I had 6 kids and finishing up my some other graduate work, things got a little thin, and we had to resort to some really sub-basic kinds of things. But you can live on popcorn and fresh sprouts, and everybody ought to learn how to sprout. If they'll go to my website, there's a free 12-page download.
Hold that. We'll be back in just a moment. James Thomas Stevens.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources reminds all drivers the holiday season is a time of joy and celebration with family and friends. It's also a time when drunk drivers hit the roads. The choice is yours. Arrive alive. Never drink and drive. Sponsored by LandGuard LLC Bookkeepers and Accounting Resources. LandGuard LLC, working for a safer and healthier community. For information, visit LandGuardAccounting.com. LandGuardAccounting.com. And thank you for driving responsibly.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, is James Talmadge Stevens. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Where do you get the alfalfa? Do you have seeds or something? Is that how you sprout?
Well, I'll bet you dollars to donut if they go over to Bob Ferry's place. I know Bob and Kyle in Denver, one of your advertisers just a moment ago. Can you hear
me? Yeah, what about them?
They will have alfalfa seed there in Denver, but you can buy them most any grocery store, especially Whole Foods or Wild Oats. Those kinds of places have the organic ones. They're not very expensive. You can order them from virtually, again, Google. Type in alfalfa seeds or sprout seeds. There are places who sell them by the pound, and they're not very expensive, but you can grow, you can sprout anything but potatoes and tomatoes. Those aren't safe to eat. Those sprouts are a little bit toxic. In fact, they're much toxic. But you can sprout virtually anything and eat it, even jalapeno seeds if you like the hot flavor. And you get fresh veggies in about 3 days. And by sprouting the seeds, you increase its nutritional value by 50 to 150%. So obviously, it's a whole lot better to sprout a bean and eat it than it is to boil it and eat it. Much better for you, and you don't get the stomach gas, which is even better.
All right. Now, you were starting to give out your webpage there just before we went to the break.
If they would like to get the free sprouting download, it's a chapter out of the book that I put up when I first started my website. It's a Family Preparedness Guide. That's G-U-I-D-E. FamilyPreparednessGuide.com. And there's a free download of the 12-page chapter on sprouting. And it has a chart that will explain that. That'll tell you how to sprout virtually everything you want to sprout, and from the normal to the exotic, and it's really simple. I call it the refrigerator page. It's a two-page chart. You can just post that on your refrigerator door, and you can have fresh veggies every day at a very good price, and you don't have to pay the store-bought price in order to get the supermarket price. To get really, really good nourishing food daily. And you grow it in your windowsill, in the windowsill, any time of the year, any time you want. And the selection is fairly broad. And I always, stored beans particularly, Stan, or something that should be sprouted before they're cooked, it gives them a whole new meaty flavor. It gets rid of the gas. And it doesn't really matter how old they are, they taste good. And it doesn't take forever to cook them. So I sprout them a couple of 3 days before I cook them. And it makes them a whole lot better, plumper. They cook faster, and they taste better. And nutritionally, about 75 times as much nutrition in a sprouted bean soup than there is in just a bean soup. So I urge...
And you're talking about pinto beans, brown beans, anything of that sort that you actually
absolutely.
Sprout them first
absolutely.
Then before you cook
beans,
them?
Whatever, yeah.
And does it change their flavor?
Any kind of bean The split peas don't do very well because they've broken up the ability for the split pea to reproduce. But any whole bean can be sprouted. And besides making a salad, keep some of them for salads because they make excellent, excellent cool summer salads.
And these are things that most people would never even think about. And yet it's amazing how when you do this, it increases their nutritional content. And it's an important part
of it. Well, it's a lifestyle. You learn how to do things our parents did, our grandparents, actually, maybe our great-grandparents did. You know, because we're about the same age, we are the last generation who knew, who had grandparents who came, who were back from the from the 1900s, that is the early 1900s, the late 1800s, who they built this country on their skills, on their ingenuity, and on their basic lifestyle. And we have just made everything, we're so interdependent anymore that it's virtually impossible to be independent. In fact, I always tell people, even the richest guy on the face of the earth, Bill Gates, is probably the most dependent person on earth. He goes all over the world giving away money and giving away his talents. And that's great, and I laud him for that. But, you know, he doesn't own the airport. He doesn't own the airplanes. He doesn't own all the resources that make his equipment. He doesn't own a whole lot, but he's able, because he's dependent more maybe than you and I are. He can't even run his own house by himself. If the lights go out, you know, his $40 million home is in deep trouble because everything depends on electricity. And eventually, even the diesel engine that might be powering his house with energy when the lights go out will only last as long as somebody else supplies him with fuel to make it work. So he, the richest man on earth, is probably the most dependent man on earth. He doesn't even cook his own food. I'd be willing to lay a good bet on that. So basically, the more independent you can become, and no one will ever be totally independent in this world. It's just impossible. Unless you're a mountain man. Basically, we are interdependent. Becoming self-reliant is a great goal for any family. We will have to rely on others for some of the resources because we can't make them all. But we can learn to be more independent than we were. And I guess that's just a matter of how far you can go down in lifestyle and still be comfortable and still maintain your job and your social status. We worry more about social status than life, I'm afraid.
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Do we have a caller? I guess not. I kept hearing a little beep there in the background, and sometimes that foretells. Well, we're out of time. Our guest has been James Talmadge Stevens, his book, Making the Best of Basics. James, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for
having
me.
We look forward to having you on our other programs here in the next couple of days. Thanks so much for being with us. Hello?
With the pressures and excitement of the holidays, the likelihood of misusing or abusing drugs and alcohol increases. Practice moderation and common sense in celebrating the season at home or at parties, and especially behind the wheel on our roads or highways. That's from Restore Health and Counseling, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adults, and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening, and treatment and rehab. Visit Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street in Denver. Visit them online at www.rhctherapy.com or call them at 303-373-1188.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, Dr. Dan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning was James Talmadge Stevens' book, Making the Best of Basics, and we have the older copy of the book we're making available. It's less expensive. It's great. It's the one my wife has. Give us a call if you'd like to get one, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We'll be getting the newer one in, but the old one works very well. It's a classic, and once we move those out, then we'll stock the new one. But it's something that everybody should have a copy of, and we recommend it to you. My wife loves it, and certainly those old recipes still worked and worked very well. But we have it to fall back on in case we have a real problem. If you listen to Gerald Celente, get his material off the Internet, he's a very astute observer of what's going on. He feels that we're going to see a breakdown in society one of these days, and people are going to have to get back to basics and know how to survive, and those who don't survive aren't going to survive. So it's just that simple. So if you want to know how to do all of these things, making the best of basics is something that is essential for getting along with restricted sources of food, and you'll know how to eat and survive, where other people will have no idea because we're so used to going down to the grocery store and buying all these wonderful tasting foods that are terrible for us. So, again, making the best of basics, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then if you want to understand why the world is in the mess that it is today, well, you really need to understand there are secret societies out there. You need to get the Secret Mysteries 3 DVD set or get them separately. The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital, and then, of course, third would be the Eye of the Phoenix, the emblem on the back of the dollar bill. And we know it's an occult emblem because we have the interview with Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, a liberal professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard before he went to Georgetown, and his interview with the Washington Post, which we offer in our four-tape set, or four-CD set, The Secret Government. Professor Quigley derides these stupid Christians and stupid conservatives who believe the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid, capped by the all-seeing eyes, a Masonic symbol. Why, he said, that symbol's been around for 5,000 years. And it has. It certainly was picked up by the Illuminati. It was picked up by the Masons. But it is the symbol of the ancient mystery religions, of which the Illuminati and the modern-day Masons are simply an extension of that ancient knowledge and ancient wisdom, which has been suppressed so regularly. And if you want to understand what that ancient knowledge is, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Incidentally, I want to thank everybody who ordered a case. Why, we've filled our quota. We're going to get started printing very, very soon, and And I do appreciate those of you who each got a case of the book. So then, of course, we have, if you want to put things in the prophetic significance, the 10-DVD set, The Final Countdown to Fortune. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200 at iMoneyCoach.com.